All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, all the people out there. Good morning, good morning.
To you, and you, and you, and you. And that's a good morning to everybody who's listening to us on the way to work.
Listening to us on GTA 3 FM.
What was it? Flashback. What was it? Was it Chatterbox? I'm answering my own questions. I know it's Chatterbox.
you literally are answering your own questions.
Who even needs you, Dave? I mean, I ask myself that question a lot.
Oh, that hurt.
Every day. Who even needs Dave, eh?
That really hurt.
Yeah, sorry, bro. You know what hurts? Truth hurts, Dave. The truth hurts.
You can't handle the truth.
How you been?
Excellent, excellent. And what about you?
Excellent, excellent.
Excellent.
Who was that?
Mr. Burns, isn't it?
I was going to do it again. Who was that? It was Mr. Burns, wasn't it? That's what I was going to... See, who fucking needs you, Dave? Oh my God, I nearly just flung a knife into my head. Face.
Oh, nesting is so good.
It's like for some reason, I'm not sure what I used it for. I've got a little tiny cheese knife.
Oh, I love but, knives.
You know, like not one of those like blunt buttery ones, one of those sharp ones for actually cutting the cheese, right?
Oh yeah.
And it's been up on my desk, I reckon, for about a month. And then I when I'm on like calls and shit for work, I fiddle with shit. And this is what I've been fiddling with for a little while.
Okay.
And I screwed like a hook into it. You know, like those hooks that you can just screw into the wall. And,
yeah, I've got loads. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
A fucking hook. You know what a fucking hook is? Captain Hook.
Captain Hook. Pirate hooker.
Yeah. So anyway, for some reason, I've screwed that into the back of this knife because I don't want to hang up my cheese knife. And then I was just trying to fling it around my finger and it fell off and it hit me in the shoulder.
Ooh.
I could have lost an eye, really, couldn't I?
Why? You got a eye on your shoulder? You from Fallout?
No, what is it? Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Resident Evil 3?
Yeah, the one with got the eye on his shoulder.
Yeah, that's his weak point.
You gotta shoot it.
Dude, we don't have like weak points as such in DayZ, do you? I mean, you've got like...
The head,
torso, and then limbs, but not like classic head. Head points, weak points, you know, where they just glow and flash red. Make it easy.
Yeah, you know you're hitting it properly.
I've got a question.
Okay.
Speaking of like typical game logic, but in DayZ.
Yeah.
Do the gas canisters explode? Like the big green ones?
The mean blue ones?
No, the big green ones. That's why I said the big green ones. I know the blue ones explode.
What green ones?
The jerry cans.
Oh.
Like gas. Is
yeah,
American jerry,
yeah,
gas,
yeah, 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 yeah. Like, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Like ass gas.
My ass.
My ass.
I do not know.
I don't think they do. I think we need to write a petition.
I think we need to get people rustled up.
I think we need red barrels everywhere that explode, like Gamer Logic. I think we need NPCs where we can like go and get mild gear from, like mushrooms and shit.
I was watching a stream earlier and I was saying, you know, the pumpkins, you've got to cut them up with a knife. Surely you could just put them on the floor and hit them with something. It says, and you put it on the floor, it says hit with meat tenderizer or rife with the rifle butt or something. Do you know what I mean? And then it splits.
You could jump on it.
Jump on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Pumpkins are indestructible except for knives.
Yeah. And it blunts your knife. It like damages your knife.
I reckon you should be able to throw shit like, dude, can you imagine if you could like throw tomatoes and stuff and it just left a mark on the wall and exploded and shit? That right there, right? Any fucking DayZ developers listening right now, that was your sound effect.
Yeah.
That was your sound effect right there, Dave. You're a sound dude.
I'm pretty much a soundboard.
You're a sound guy.
Yeah, I'm a sound guy. Hey, guy.
You are a soundboard. You fucking got all of the memes.
I do.
Anyway,
I do.
We got a special episode today. I say special because we got an interview
with an vampire
again. You can't use the same joke twice, Dave.
Yeah, you
said
can.
That in the... I was about to say, we say the same joke every week.
I say the same joke every week. What is the favourite of your seven seas?
I am going to stab you with this cheese knife.
Through my mic. What the fuck?
You're coming to my house on Saturday. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna chop off one of your fingers and put it on the merch store.
Sell it.
I just realised that was really dark, wasn't it?
That was very dark, like the t-shirt I'm ordering.
That's the Italian coming out at me.
See.
Hey, what, you don't need the 10 fingers. Hey, come here. Bang.
9 is enough.
Speaking of the merch store, we said we were going to announce something today.
I will let you do the announcement, my old bean, as I believe you have worked very hard on this.
Indeed. I have put a lot of hours into education and certification, avoiding the officials where appropriate, where I can. I will be performing Dave's
Fuck.
Live sex change.
No way.
On Twitch and YouTube. Live this Saturday with my cheese knife.
No fucking way.
No. We are announcing some more merch. We've got a new line of merch coming out. Now, this is just a taster of the merch that we've got. I'm gonna release about 6 different t-shirts, and they're all related to some of your favourite Just the Tip tips. So we've got There's Always Someone in Zeleno, Trust the Mushrooms, Military Killer Terry, Know Your Spawn Town, Beach Boat Buffet. There's a few there, and they're quite cool designs. Happy for your feedback, because I'm going to be doing a lot more. I say that. Because we are going to be doing a lot more of these. Not going to be doing all of the tips, because some of them, like, don't make sense. Like, we've got a tip called Patience. No, that one we could do like with a stopwatch, I guess. But there are some, right? There's some tips that an image wouldn't make sense to go with it. Just some of your favourite ones, but happy to take your suggestions. Do you want them just plane?
Or helicopter?
It's up to you, man.
Helicopter.
This episode comes out on a Friday, duh. So we're going to give you the promo code of Meaty for 10% off. Just for 1 week.
That's Meaty for 10% off just for 1 week and 1 week only.
We will put a link on our Discord. We will put a link on our Twitter. They're already in our link tree, but head over to our merch store, where you will be able to find a new link on the left hand side for
just the tip merchy perchy. Merchy perchy.
Yeah, there we go. So I guess that's the biggest plug we've done in a long time. That's bigger than your mum's butt plug.
Yeah, boy.
And she's a black belt, bro.
Black belt in fucking chucking origami up a vag.
Oh, what the fuck? Not too much. What the fuck, dude? That was just so
uncalled for.
You wait, I'm seeing her tomorrow. I'm gonna tell her that you said that.
I'm gonna give your mum a nudge in a minute when I get into bed. Move over. Why are your mum's jokes rife, man? That's not right.
They're wicked, aren't they? They're just so good.
People don't get on that are not from England. Like, as in, we got an American that works on our thing, and every now and then a few of us technicians is like, yeah, I'll go grab this and I'll go grab that, and the last thing I'll always say, like, yeah, I'll go grab your mum, and he's just like, why are you saying that about his mum? It's like, surely that's highly offensive. It's like, yeah, it's actually not. It's actually one of the least offensive things you can say.
Absolutely a term of endearment, man. Yeah. Do you like when Borat, have you seen Borat 2?
Yeah, yeah.
Where he does the Nats jokes to the Americans.
You are Nats.
It's just like that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly like that.
That's not how you do that.
That's not how you do that. Nats.
Right, let's fucking crack on. We've got an interview to do, Dave. We got an interview with the PvP legend, Dozin Chopper. He has won numerous events. He's always top for kills, and we're going to try and extract some of that knowledge from him so we get better, and we might as well record it so you guys can listen to.
100%. It's going to be so good to listen to his point of view on PvP and tactical play.
You know he's going to blow our mind with something, right? It's going to be something that we just haven't ever thought of. He's
yeah.
Going, yeah, yeah, are you dumb? And we're going to be like, fuck.
Are you dumb, bro?
Are you dumb, bruv? What is that? Is
I don't it, know, man.
It's a lie, bruv.
Oh, man. And you can see the mandems. They come for you, yeah?
Fanta light, bruv.
Fanta. Your hand free, yeah, bruv?
And intro. Chopper, Mr. Chopper, sir. Hello, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, God, sorry. We were just chatting shit.
Good.
Like we always do.
Oh, it's, I'm not going to lie, Chopper. It's weird speaking to you and hearing you speak back.
What's up, man?
All good, man. All good. Just used to watching you stream instead, you know, it's weird.
Bro, I haven't streamed in a while.
I know, I was checking the stats. May was your last one.
Yeah, it's kind of a while ago.
It was, yeah, a few months.
I was half expecting you to be in the event of the weekend.
I didn't turn up for it, unfortunately.
Well, lucky for them, eh? Lucky for them.
Literally.
This is the fucking attitude we get. It's just, it's yeah, I'm fucking good, and what?
Nah, I ain't like that. I'm just messing.
No, we know it. That's what this episode's about, dude. That's why we've got you here to help us. Because we keep fluffing our shots and potatoing all over the place. So we need some tips.
Depends what you try and prove, really.
Yep.
See, Andy, right? Andy is an absolute... He's like John Wick when he's hitting zombies and he turns into the water boy when there's a player around us.
Fuck you. Fuck you, man. Oh, dear. Where are we? I'm actually going to tone you up a little bit. Who'd have thought? I can usually like to fuck him off, if I'm honest.
Lovely.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. So... we'll just crack on then. Is there any questions you want to say or anything you want to ask before we start?
Nah, sounds good to me, man. I'm chilling.
Cool. Dave, we didn't think of a frigging icebreaker.
Do you have a long memory?
A long memory?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is this going to be horrific?
No, it's not. It's not. Well, when Andy used to dabble in a bit of streaming, he ran into a said bloke at his base and he jumped in a car ride with him.
Oh, yeah, shit. I forgot about that.
And it just so happened to be you.
Wait, what?
In your heyday.
So, right. This happened ages ago. We were on the Northern... Well, I was on the Northern Highway just at a petrol station. And I think you'd driven up in a Sarka to come and... fill up some gas. And I think I had like a chest or some shit in my hands. I was like, I'm fucking dead to rights. And you didn't. You stopped and you spoke and that. And I was like, oh, fuck, hiya. I knew it was you because I'd been watching you for a little while.
It rings a bell. It definitely rings a bell.
I think it was during COVID, right? Because I asked you questions for quiz night, things I could come up with.
Yes, it was. You were getting questions from him for quiz night, which was happening the next night. and you were dead giving him some weird answers, like you really trying to chin him off like a weird guy.
But you were definitely asking chat as well, because you were like, let me think about that for a minute.
I found something like that, yeah.
And then I asked you how many hours you had, and you were like, oh, maybe like 300. And I was like, fuck you.
Why are you lying for, bro?
Yeah, that does sound like me.
I was like, you know the map far too. I tried calling you out on it, and you were like, yeah, whatever. So, anyway. Oh, Dave, I thought you were going to ask him what his favourite sea was.
Oh, yeah. What is your favourite of the seven seas? No, no joking.
Don't answer it.
That's a good icebreaker, that one.
Yeah. No, that was funny.
It's not. It's
the
really
same
not.
Joke every day. I still laugh every day.
Get some new jokes, Dave.
I can't. So, Dozin, just to start this off, it's like a little pre-thing. It's just like, just go through your gaming history. What's on your gaming CV that we should know?
So I started off at like CS 1.6 when I was like 7, 8 on my uncle's PC. And then... I'd be playing Xbox, PS4 for a few years after that, all the way through high school. And then I went into the army for a bit. And then once I left, I got into DayZ around, well, I was in the army at the time, and when I was playing Arma 2 and DayZ, but not so much. I picked it up quite a bit up until 2017, then PUBG got released, and I was playing both of those on the same time. And then, 2018, I decided to go pro in PUBG, qualified for Worlds, and then I played in Pro League for a few months as well, did like Worlds, did Pro Leagues, did a few different LAN events and all across the world. And then I retired at the end of 2021. Obviously at the time I was playing a lot. Mainly I was just playing like with Tope and stuff on DayZ. We used to play for years, and then I started streaming a bit, and then I kind of paved my own path, and then started doing YouTube at the end of 2022. And then here we are.
So what cut badge were you?
Cut badge? Oh, I was Welsh Guards.
Oh, Welsh Guards. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
And I was RAMC.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Here we go, listeners. We've lost him.
No.
Just skip forward 10 minutes if you don't want to hear it. All right. carry on, boys.
No. He's just the Welsh Guards. Last time I knew, they were posted at the back of Purbright.
It was Purbright last time. That's where I was based, yeah.
Yeah, I was just behind you at Keo.
Oh, really?
Near Aldershot. Yeah, that's my last posting was Sandhurst, but that was Aldershot, Keo. Done Frimley Park Hospital, which it would have been your local.
Oh, true, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. That's kind of cool, though.
So a lot of people you find that play like the milsim games and stuff like DayZ and stuff have a lot of a military background. So a lot of gamers I come across, loads of them. Andy gets bored because me and Andy are old school friends, see? He knew me before joining the army, so he knows how much of a dickhead I can really be.
He's always been weird.
Yeah, always been a right dick. But yeah.
So you spoke about your competitive history, Chopper. That was one thing I did want to speak about as well, because, you did, I mean, you've done a lot of PUBG. Did you say you did something else in competitive as well?
I've done PUBG. I started off with Valorant. I could have gone pro in that. I played the first couple of tournaments, and when Valorant was released, I could have gone pro, but I decided I just wanted to relax and do content-based stuff. There's a lot of stress in esports.
Yeah. So what was that like? Like, PUBG, I loved PUBG back in the day, but never any good at it, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that like playing it on, like, competitive level?
Honestly, it was a lot of fun. It made the game a lot, a lot more fun. Naturally, with battle royales, there's a drive to win. So when you put it in a more competitive environment, and there's more stuff on the line, it becomes even more fun. A lot of stress, but it's a lot of fun.
Shit, did you win anything?
We've got second NA qualifiers for Worlds. Did seventh in Worlds, and then got fifth in Pro League qualifiers, and then fifth again in Pro League qualifier finals, then did Pro League itself, top eight. So yeah, decent run.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing. Did you miss it?
Sometimes, but not enough to want to compete again.
Is it a young man's game?
It's not even that. It's just way too much like stress for like the reward out of it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What, a bit like the army?
Yeah.
What like got you good, I guess? Because, you know, you're here to talk to us about like tactical play, PvP, being, and we'll go on to that a little bit in a minute, like about the DayZ side of it. But your skills in DayZ aren't learnt in DayZ, are they? PvP wise, they're learnt from outside in other games, like you say CS and PUBG. But where did you like hone your craft?
I'll be completely real. No. Like, you don't really get good at DayZ by playing DayZ, in my opinion.
No.
DayZ is a very, I don't know the right word, very, it's an old man's game, I'm not going to lie. It's the best way to put it. It's not like I said that with ill intent or anything, but the game...
It's slow,
like,
isn't it?
It's not even that. It's like the game mechanics at its core are very clunky. The settings you have available to you as a player is very, very prehistoric, in my opinion. Like, they need to update that a long time ago. There's no consistency with mouse movement because the actual like sliders don't work properly. So there's a lot that leaves to be desired when it comes to DayZ. So I'd say like the best way to learn is other games like CS. My game was Osu when I was playing PUBG. Just like aim training as a whole is always good. Like it builds muscle memory, and that's what gets your consistency up.
But obviously with your time in the infantry, your comms were key. So you learned that through your gaming as well. So did you find yourself more like section commander level, like taking control, or did you just, are you just a BOD member, or are you just...
I was more like a section lead for sure. Always have been. And then when I did Pro PUBG, I was IGL as well. So I've always been, like naturally put in command. So usually I'll just lead shit. It's just easier for me because I know I can read situations very well. It's why I'm as good as I am, I think, in my opinion. Is not even, like, the aim's there, the consistency's there. But in my opinion, what brings it out is just being able to read situations as a whole. I know what's happening before it's happened. And that's how, in my opinion, like, I get away with some of the stuff I do in game.
Have you tried to play Hell Let Loose before?
No.
Well, what I love about Hell Let Loose, because you have like section leads, as we would do it as a section commander, like you barely have to do, you just, it's all about communication in it, Andy. Like you literally just use your squad and you flank with communications with other section leads. It's actually a game that probably you would genuinely love if that's what you're into. Like you love your comms and know it, like tactical play. Like Hell Let Loose is all about that, innit, Andy?
Yeah, definitely. And it has like very similar, I guess, movement style is kind of like DayZ, which is why we don't find it too difficult to switch from the rest. But if you're saying you don't like it, then it might not be the right one to switch over to.
Yeah, no, I definitely look into it. I'm always looking for new games to play, like on the side.
Yeah, it is fun though. It is a lot of fun. What are you playing at the moment?
Mainly just Overwatch. Yeah, Overwatch really, and a little bit of Fortnite with the fiance.
Ooh. A bit of Fortnite, did you say?
Fortnite.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see the day.
Yeah, I'm not a big Fortnite guy, but my fiance likes it, so I play it.
He's taking one for the team.
Yeah, well done, mate. Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do it.
Exactly.
DayZ event history. So me and Andy sort of, been watching you. I remember back in the day I watched you do a duo PvP thing with Minder and you slayed it and you come first. But go through all your DayZ events that you've partaken and done well in.
No, don't do that to him. Do you know how many events he's done?
Or the ones that stand out.
I mean, I've done most of, like, if I take part, I think I've won every event I've taken part in except for the DayZ community event that, like, Mr.
Lights
Moon
out
stuff.
Event.
Yeah, it was that one and the Mr. Moon one we did. Like, it was like a medieval one back when Barty was community manager and stuff.
Oh, okay. I remember watching you on that Lights Out event for the Livonia one.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I think you ended up with the most kills, didn't you, out of everybody?
Twice.
Yeah, that last one as well, with when it finished in Northwest Airfield, you had the most kills.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
I think, like, there was one time when who were you with? You were with
so the first time I was solo, and then the second time I was with Dr. Peppermint and Robin, but Robin didn't end up joining.
Yeah, you were pinning down Minder and Topi at the fire station. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I killed Peroniax, I think.
Oh, yeah, the old Spaniard.
Yeah.
And then they managed to remember that in the old Euros final.
True.
Oh, is that where it's all stemmed from?
Yeah, it all stemmed from Lights Out of it. Everything comes back to DayZ, like the gravity.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was just so entertaining watching the solo Lights Out. No, it wasn't solo Lights Out.
It wasn't. No, I just did a solo anyway.
And you didn't have to log on for hours and you were like, fuck this, I'm logging on. And then literally. I remember you had an amazing fight up. Was it Nadbor? And there was people, I think you were along the wall and there were people in the hedges, in the tree line. And you were just fucking them up. Like, I think you're like six kills and you're like, right, that's it, I've had enough, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I was something like what that. The fuck?
Yeah, no, I mean, to be fair, every event I do, I tend to go for more kill base stuff. I don't try and quote unquote win because I think, in my opinion, it makes events really boring. It really does.
Yeah.
Like the events are pretty damn boring from the way people play. I mean, the last Lights Out example was the last Lights Out event, I should say, was the perfect example. Most people were literally just sitting, like, watching a wall for hours on end instead of actually actively getting out and doing stuff, you know? I think it just leaves viewers not enjoying and wanting to watch DayZ. And that's not what I about, like, what it's about for me. I prefer actually getting out and getting kills. And that's why, like, in my opinion, like, the next Lights Out event, I think it should reward you based on kills too.
That's a fair point. I mean, because I watched the True Colors one in Livonia one time, and it was just, there was like three teams within literally 100 meters of each other, but they were all inside a building, not moving for like 25 minutes. It was like, wow.
I'll be honest, it's just really sad, like, because it's not a good viewing experience, and you partake in these to give people a good viewing experience as a content creator. So I feel like you have an obligation to provide that to the viewers, even if you die. But people just love to win more than actually provide a good experience.
That's a fair point. In all fairness, though, the ending of that that last Lights Out event with Mr. Peppermint in that new tented area on Northwest Airfield was mad. That was absolutely mad. That was a great little finish with the explosion of the bombs landing all around and the area getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, it was really good. Like that, for example, like, apart from me and Batman actually going crazy and actively trying to fight, there'd have been nothing going on to watch. So, I mean, everyone else was literally just sitting into a wall until they had to move, or literally they would sit still in a bathroom until they were literally getting gassed out before moving. It's just kind of, it's deflating for an audience to watch, in my opinion, especially when you got big names in there, like Summer and stuff partaking. Like, they were doing the exact same, sitting in a bush for like, what, 2 hours straight and not moving? It's just not very fun at all.
Friendly? Okay, moving on to like DayZ specific stuff, right? And then PvP within DayZ, because that's what we're here about.
Sure.
So when you're, I don't know, you've joined a server, you do whatever you're doing, I don't know whether it's like making a base or you've got a specific goal in mind or you're just fucking about, what specific like strategies or tactics do you find super effective against like other players?
A good question, actually. I would say... especially like out in open and stuff like that, I tend to have a policy of, if you hit your shot, GG, you got me. Or if you miss your shot, you die. Like, that's like the mode of random I play by. It's not for everyone. But for example, what I tend to do to get more, because I go for kills, I go for action more often than not. So what I'll tend to do is run out in open fields, run out in the middle of the roads. I'm not as scared to get shot at, because I know 99% of the time you're going to miss your shot at me, the first shot. And then I've got time to react on that. And if you kill me, hey, good shot, man. GG, move on, you know, next life. And that's like really like the main thing I work off. Footsteps, audio is probably the biggest asset you can ever have in terms of strategy. It gives you sound cues no matter what. What situation, so you've always got time to react. So yeah, good audio is vital.
It's about trying to get people to give themselves away, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah,
that's like the trick. That's I guess because you, I've been on runs where I don't find anybody, don't see anyone, don't hear shots, or I run to shots and there's no one there, etc. But then there's people like yourself who just are always
in the mix,
somehow in the middle of a fight, like.
I mean, the biggest thing for that is don't chase ghosts. Me and Baba, we have a big thing we go by, is like, if we hear shots and it's a distance away, if we go to that and then we're hearing shots in different location, there's no point chasing it, because you're always going to be chasing tail behind somebody. And then we say it's chasing ghosts, because you're always going to be chasing something that's never going to be there.
Uh-huh.
So you just kind of just do your own thing, and the PvP will just naturally come, in my opinion.
Nice.
Yeah.
How do you approach like different types of PvP, like close quarters and long range? Like, when you're in close range in a town, are you a shotgun or like a fully automatic sort of guy, depending on what loot you've got?
I never trust shotguns, I'll be honest. I think shotguns are the most RNG based weapon in the game. I'm just usually full auto. Sometimes like if I've got a tapper or like a Mosin and stuff, it's definitely good close range, because vanilla, it one shots uncons or kills somebody, so you've always got that handy. So it's quite effectively a shotgun, but it's actually accurate and does what it's meant to do. And then obviously full auto on vanilla it's almost a cheat code, especially like vanilla M4 with 1200 RPM. It's not even funny. It's still broken.
So what are you thinking about when you're close? When you're like in, let's say you're in like Northwest Airfield in the office block area, right? The southwest of it. and you encounter someone takes a shot at you, misses. What's going through your mind?
Run the scenario again.
So you're in Northwest Airfield, southwest corner, where all like the office blocks are and the HQ and the Armour 3 buildings and that, right? So you're fairly close quarters. Mm-hmm. Someone takes a shot at you, misses, and you go, right, action mode. What's going through your mind? What do you do?
Do I know his position?
Let's just say he shot at you from like back left.
Okay. I mean, naturally, if it's a bolt action that shoots at me, I'll generally peek out on it. I'll ego check it and I'll try and get his position because he'll shoot. I know his general position, so that next shot, if he misses, I'm going to pinpoint his location. Or I'll just go to a completely different area. I'll run out the building, I'll flank around. I'll let the audio like do the work for me. There's going to be sound cues, zombies will aggro on him, or I'll hear his footsteps, or he'll try and nade or whatever. Like, there's always going to be a sound cue available to me at that point. So at that point, it's just a case of him just messing up at that point. I tend to just capitalize on people's mistakes more than actually like me getting lucky or me just making an insane play. I think insane plays come from one part luck skill, part luck, like, well, the second part is luck. You need a bit of both, in my opinion, because if you go against a good squad, actually know what they're doing, it's very hard to win, in my opinion. It's not impossible, but it's a lot harder to win, especially in a game like DayZ, because they know how to minimize their mistakes, and the more people you got, the numbers of advantage you have. And as a solo, especially, or even just outnumbered in general, you have to rely on somebody else messing up for you to win that fight. It's always the case, and anybody who says different, it's just happened.
What really took me by surprise is that you decided what gun they had, and that's never played a part in my thought process, I guess. It's always just, where are they? What kind of building are they in? What are the entry exit points? You know, how can I get around that building? I generally don't really give a thought to their weapon. But I guess, would that change your situation on how you acted on that situation?
100%. I mean, if this guy's shooting me with a full auto weapon and say he's 110, 150 meters out, whatever, I know I can peek on that, and I know I can take a couple of shots before I go down. And I know, like, worst case scenario, I can hunker down and I'll be fine anyway. If he's got a DMR, SVD, foul, there's a good chance I'm getting clapped like a couple of times for 308. Because, well, what people tend to do is when they shoot, they keep shooting even if they can't see somebody. So if I immediately re-peek on that, I'm just going to get hit by a stray, and it's not even like, it's not skill based, it's not because he meant to hit me, it's just naturally just shot a couple of shots after that.
He's just putting rounds down in the area for suppression.
Exactly. But if it's a bolt action, I know I've got about one, two seconds before he's like cocked his weapon back and he's ready to fire again. You have to rescope, and then he's going to have to like hold breath and stuff. So I got a little bit of time, a little bit of leeway to make a judgment call.
Nice. That's really good, actually, because like it does make a factor in certain people. Like, I've noticed on when Tote plays and when Geek FPS plays, they do factor in the other person's gun, because it's like they're not pushing a guy with an SKS in a building because they know that guy can let off 9 rounds rapid. But if they know a guy's got a crappy shotgun like a BK133, they know they can push that guy's got one shot when you peek, and if once he's done it, you can pop out, he's still got that second to reload. I've noticed that on their PvP.
I mean, it works a little different from my case. I tend to swing people anyway, like regardless of their gun, just because you naturally in DayZ, well, in DayZ you have something called Peeker's Advantage. It's prevalent other games as well, but DayZ's, like, because of DayZ's notoriously bad coding, you do have natural like Peeker's Advantage, so you can let off the rounds before they shoot at you. So it's a lot easier to peek into somebody than it is like to hold the angle. That said, hot luck happens as well. Like, there's a good chance you just die for it as well, but it depends on the angle, depends on the building, etc., etc.
What would be your preferred tactic? Do you prefer to get nice and close to the guy, close quarters? Say if you were in a fully decked out fight, you've got an M4, you've got a Tundra, the other person's got an AKM and a Mosin. Are you more of a long range sniper battle, or are you close quarters, get right in their grill?
No, I'd snipe them for sure. I actually prefer close range. I think it's more fun for the game. But from a vanilla standpoint, it's less RNG, because even on like vanilla is so, it's very unbalanced. Armor to weaponry, it's very unbalanced.
Yeah.
It takes one shot to knock you uncom from an M4 or an AKM, two max with 1200 RPM or 800 for an AKM. Like that's just way too RNG. Like it depends on like the code in who's got like who's closest to the box, like for like the shots to register, like because that like because it's they're basically snipers but they're full auto. Like that's how like powerful like ARs are on vanilla. I mean, I've been calling for a rebalance in the armor for a long, long time. And I think Oncon is a really bad system in DayZ in terms of PvP, my profession, especially for full autos. Yeah, so I would much prefer longer range. I mean, it goes to show the unbalance when it comes to the M4 especially. Like, that's got, like, what, 1200 RPM? Like, if you want to be lenient, 1100, sure. But say 1100 RPM, that's still a crazy amount of RPM. Like, considering it's, what, 3 shots to kill? 4 shots max?
Yeah.
And it's, what, 1-2 shots to knock Oncon. So there's a huge disparity in armor to like the damage output of certain weapons and stuff, which make vanilla a not a fun experience, because you can gear out 4, 5, 6, 7 hours on a character and then die to a guy sitting in a corner M4 sprays you.
Well, but you're not the only person with that view, in all fairness. There's people that don't enter events when they know it's on a vanilla server, and hence why a lot of people when they stream are sticking to certain like stream teams sort of servers, because they know that it's community. Been tweaked. Yeah, community servers. So they know it's been the damage and the hitbox and all that sort of shock damage has all been changed to rebalance it, because actually the vanilla game is definitely not balanced, like you said.
I wonder why that is. Yeah. Like that's like one of the first things server owners do, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll be completely real, because the DayZ devs don't play the game. I'll be completely real. Or they listen to people who don't know what they're talking about when it comes to PvP. That's the 2 cents in my opinion. It goes to show like why most people play modded servers, and not just any modded servers. Most of the players come from actually good PvP servers, Rearmed, Lab, Aftermath, stuff that actually like they've taken time to balance armor to weaponry.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily be about people's people's stereotypical, oh, it's because it's super modern, people can get easy. That's not what it's about, because a lot of these servers are actually kind of grind based. So you actually have to spend time on the server to actually make any good progress. And that's where most of the people like play DayZ now. These community servers, even like the No Basis one, they're definitely not as popular as they were a couple of years ago. And that's purely because of the way DayZ is just not very fun with its armor to weaponry balance, in my opinion.
That's a fair point.
What are you considering the most challenging aspect of PvP in DayZ?
Just dealing with the bullshit. I'm not gonna lie. It generally is like the amount of stuff we have to deal with, especially as a content creator, trying to get content, is dealing with all the nuances that come with like the game itself. There's a lot of bugs, there's a lot of issues with DayZ that just make it no fun, not just for players, not just for content creators, but also server owners, for a lot of communities. There's just so many things wrong, and the DayZ devs don't address it enough, and I think they listen to the wrong crowd, in my opinion.
So flipping that around a little bit, what is like a PvP scenario that you absolutely hate being in? Like, what's the worst situation you go, oh fuck, every time?
I would say a lot of solos, I'm not gonna lie to you. There's a lot of RNG, especially if you go up against a lot of like individuals in a certain area. And sometimes I just generally feel bad for killing people for solos, because a lot of people are just dying out, people don't have friends, so they just play solo, they're just trying to have a good time, and then they die after like 4 hours of grinding. And I could have killed them off knowing how to play a scenario better than they did, which is fine, but I know a lot of people get demotivated, don't want to play DayZ after that, because it's a lot to grind up to lose so much. I think that's for me personally. I don't like killing solos. That's the one situation I don't like being in.
Oh shit, that explains the hour encounter now. I was dead to rights, man. You're like, hello.
I don't like killing solos, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got one question. I'm just going off a bit off piece there, Andy. I know. Do you find it a lot easier playing as a solo than playing in a squad? Do you feel that you can make your decisions a lot faster playing a solo than you do in a squad?
Yes and no. I mean, if I'm playing with Baba, I feel like it's more second nature. Me and him have been playing for years, so we kind of just understand each other's game, and we don't really need to communicate that that much for people to like for each other to understand. I think a lot of people struggle to play up like my level. In terms of my speed, I don't tend to linger very much. I keep going kind of pace. I don't like take it slow. I mean, I know a lot of people struggle with like Tope's play style because he's always on the move. He's always doing something. But I'm like double his speed, where I'm just always like trying to get stuff done. I'm always trying to get myself into stuff. Yeah, it's very hard for people to keep up. So then they naturally like there's always that disparity when playing with new people or different people. But for the most part, when it's myself or it's me and Baba, it just allows me to make decisions a lot quicker and know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you'd hate playing with Dave, man. If you both spawned in Electro, right, you'd be in Novi Sabor by the time he was leaving or thinking about leaving Electro, because he has to loot every corner of every house and make sure he's got the best. If he finds two dry bags, he'll stand there for 10 minutes picking out what one he wants.
No, I will. I'm not that
yeah,
bad.
You
I'm
fucker.
Not that
yeah, you are.
No. What I find as well with the solo and duo, so when I play with Andy and when I'm a solo, I can make decisions a lot faster than say I'm with in like a trio or a quartet, you know what I mean? Because like there's too much comms going on in a trio and a quartet sometimes, and then you just want to sometimes just crack on with it, do you know what I mean? And you need to know where the other person is. If I know where Andy is, I only need to worry where Andy is, and the other person is enemy. Like with a solo, you know anybody else that's moving is the enemy, and there's going to be no blue on blue. So that's where that question sort of come from, and just see how you feel. Like an event, and a big event like True Colors just happened, and so many times I saw where someone could have done a blue on blue or a purple on purple because I was watching the Running Man stream.
Yeah, it's one of those blue on blue happens, especially in a game like DayZ where there's no real like identifying markers except for armbands. Especially like more vanilla community based servers. I tend to not friendly fire. It's something that like is important. It's just knowing what your other person's doing, especially in a squad. That way, like when you're hearing footsteps or noises in certain directions, you know 99% of the time it's going to be either your buddy or you're going to know the situation beforehand.
Yeah, that's if the other guy that you're with has got good comms and he's letting you know where you are and where he is, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't necessarily even have to have good comms per se, because you can have it where you know where that other guy is. All you have to know is where that other guy is. So even if you're the one asking the questions as to where he is, or if you're just keeping tabs on him, like where he is, what he's doing, it just allows for you to understand this whole, the whole situation around you better. So I wouldn't say, personally, when I say like, when I see blue on blue and then people are flaming each other, like for that, it's generally on the person who killed the person, in my opinion, because you didn't read the situation.
That takes you back to the beginning, I think, where you said your situational awareness is what you think wins you fights.
It is, yeah. It really is. Understanding what's around you is how you win fights.
Yeah. But we've been doing it wrong. We've been aim training and all that shit, Dave. We didn't need to.
We just need to be more situationally aware and to know that playing with certain other people, they're never situationally aware. Yeah. Just, you know, going off on the server thing that you were saying, Doze, and like, what do you prefer? Do you prefer like modded servers like Rearmed and basically vanilla and stuff? Or do you prefer like a vanilla plus sort of like Karma Crew Zero Day One sort of thing?
I would say honestly, on a real note, it's probably just Rearmed. I think DayZ as at its core lacks a lot of stuff. There's not much to do in the game. You get kitted up to die and you do repeat, and and the stories are pretty much identical through and through. There's no really story building. Okay, you meet this, like here's a general plot. I spawn in, I meet a friendly guy, we go on a run, we kill a couple of people and die. Right, that's generally, I'd say, 90% of the stories that are told in DayZ, or you just PvP, right? You just try and survive, quote unquote. There's no actual substance to DayZ. It's a sandbox game after all. So you make your own story, sure, but all the stories are kind of almost like generically identical. Mm. So I think it lacks a lot of substance, especially on YouTube content. So like service like Rearmed, it allows me to get people's names, allows me to build like situations, allows me to build like different, like I could build in a completely different area in a story. I can like, I could either be friendly, I could be hostile, I could plot against people, I could, you know, ambush people because I know their names, I know what they're doing, I can see them at their base, I can see where they're going. AZ doesn't have that. Okay, I see a one guy who's wearing kind of something similar to what I saw a guy 40 minutes ago. It could be the same guy. It might turn out to be somebody completely different because everybody's wearing the same clothes on base vanilla anyway. Either full black or full green. Like,
Yeah, fair point.
Fair enough. I mean, you can't really argue with that.
What about your views on, say, some of these new modded maps that have, like tasks? Let's, for instance, say the Anastara exosuit or, like, these, like, bunker things, like on Altaria and stuff. Have you tried some of these things yet?
I haven't played too many of them, but I do welcome new maps. New maps are always welcome. The only thing I would say is make sure you actually polish your map before releasing it.
Yeah.
There's quite a difference in map making. You can have a look at somebody like John McClane. Even on Altaria, a map quality is a lot higher than, say, another, like, I'm not going to name any new maps, but like another map that does come out, for example, and it lacks like quality. There's rocks that are floating, rivers that haven't been fully made, so you can literally just see underneath the river because the textures haven't been ironed out fully. There's a lot of mistakes, which is natural in like map making, but I don't think you should be releasing it unless it's ready, in my opinion, or at least like get people to like go once over on it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite map?
Probably DRL.
Yes.
Do you know, that gets everyone's votes, you know. Everyone's votes.
So it's just a well-made map. There's a story act to it. There's generally a lot to do on that map, and there's a lot of varying terrain as well, so it makes it quite an enjoyable experience. Yeah,
it's like one of the only maps that has like multiple biomes, you know what I mean? We were talking in the intro about generic gaming things in days, yeah, like, you know, red exploding barrels. Oh, actually, do you know, do the green gasoline canisters, do they explode?
The jerry cans.
I don't think so. Not that I know. Nah. I've never seen it.
Nah. I think they should. But anyway, it's one of the only maps that's got different biomes in it. Yeah, we've got like Namausk, I guess, has got like the really snowy area and the not so snowy area. But
Namausk is just too generic and it's too small, in my opinion. Like, it worked for Armour 2 because the player base per server was a lot smaller.
Yeah.
And two, there was actually a lot more to do on that. I think they released it without enough interest. I mean, okay, you can go to the alien planet and stuff, but there was no bloodsuckers like there are in AE2, like how there should be, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because what he did is he used some of the stalker assets to add bloodsuckers into AE2, which was actually a lot of fun. Like, it made going into that area scary. Instead, now what you have is if you go down there, you're going to get landmined because it's pitch black and you're going to have a guy camping there waiting for you to die. Like, it's very... it promotes very camping, whereas like if you just add a couple of things here and there, you get actually a lot of feasible expansion to the game without much effort. Actually,
I've decided I don't think your best skill is PvP or shooting, killing or winning events. I don't think that's your best skill. I think your best skill is cutting the bullshit. That's what it is.
I try to. I don't mince my words.
I think you cut the bullshit better than you ping headshots, mate. I think that's what.
I think Altaria would be a great map for you to play on because that's a sniper's heaven.
Well, yeah, I just did a 3-part video on that map. It's actually a lot of fun. Yeah, I had a blast.
I was about to say, because today I'm working away from home and I normally have loads of time to watch DayZ videos, and I'm planning to watch a load of your videos today. I literally have 8 hours at work to watch DayZ videos. And today they wanted me out on the armoured vehicle and working on it, so I actually didn't have much chance.
Those bastards.
I was just like, come on, getting me to actually work on this vehicle is annoying.
Get me to do what you pay me for.
Well, yeah, this is true. But
I've got one last question and we'll move on to the rest of the episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, you released a video about PvP tips, things to look out for, things to do. And in fact, from that video, I learned about the mouse moving thing. You were like, first thing you do is click here, click there, turn that shit off. Again, cutting the bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that video?
Yeah, of course, yeah, for the most part.
Are you going to do another one?
Maybe down the line. I think a lot of those tips are still prevalent in today's game. I don't think much has changed. Yeah. The way I would say some of the stuff is a little different, but I think the overall message would kind of be identical. And that actually takes me a lot of time to make, surprisingly, to make those types of videos.
Okay.
It probably wouldn't take me as much time as it did before, but it would still take me a while, for sure.
What about like a narrated PvP moment? Do you know what I mean? Like, this is what I was thinking here, and this is what I'm looking out for, and this is what I heard. And
it's definitely something that's been requested a few times. There's always quests. Like, I get a lot of DMs asking how to improve and stuff like that. So I mean, the requests have come in for it. It's just not my style of content. I prefer story based stuff.
Yeah.
Ironically, like, everyone just thinks I'm I don't know. Just a PvP head.
A body bag filler.
Yeah. It's just, everybody thinks I just PvP, and I actually prefer a really, really, really good story. I just think the generic vanilla story is just way overdone, in my opinion. So I don't like that stuff. I prefer making an enemy, doing some ambushes, doing some story based stuff along that side.
Snap ambushes, right?
Yeah. I think that market for me is more usable than everyone else, like, because I don't think many people can do that stuff, especially on the PvP servers everyone thinks is, you know, the highest skill based servers, and we still manage to like pull out some crazy stories, and we're always like one of the best PvPers on it regardless. So I think like that's where my skill lies, is telling stories on those types of servers.
Well, remind us to stay away from them. Friendly.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Did you say ready, set, fuck's sake?
Green tomato, what? Red pepper. What?
That fucking can't... No, what is that?
Can't cook, won't cook. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How old are you, Chopper? We don't have to put this in the episode if you don't want to give a...
27.
You're 27. Oh, so do you remember Ready, Steady, Cook? Not Ready, Steady, Cook.
Yeah,
Ready, Steady. Was it Ready...
No, it was Can't Cook, Won't Cook. But it was a prelude of Ready, Steady, Cook. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I remember it a little bit.
They don't have that kind of TV anymore, man. I kind of miss it now. Right, we're going to move on to, I guess, the fun part of the episode. I say that as if, you know, all we've done is grill you for the last hour. But
how you go, bro? Don't stress.
We're just trying to squeeze out a little bit of PvP goodness from who many perceive to be one of the best PvP players in DayZ, right? So you can't blame us.
No, crack on.
So we're going to start off with a new thing that we've started doing with our interviews called Mod Room 101. Now, this is a place where you can abolish a mod, one that you absolutely despise, or maybe it's just broken, or, you know, when you start downloading the mods for a server and you see that one coming up in the list, it makes you reevaluate your life.
Most of them. I know you lie, most of them. Like, most of them suck. Like... The main reason why we play Rearmed, and I can't lie, is their mod quality is very, very high. Their assets are very, very well like made. The function of them are well made, and they just very like it seems fitting with DayZ. A lot of the stuff with DayZ like mods either seem way too militarized, way too clunky, or just really goofy, and people don't know how to like fit it in. I think Rearmed have done the best job at actually bringing in assets that actually look like they fit and belong in DayZ, in my opinion.
So, I'm trying to think. This is the second time we've done Mod Room 101.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to decide whether we're going to allow that or not.
Right. I don't care.
I didn't give a fuck. All right, what about like unlimited stam? Where do you stand on that?
I think it's fine. I think I think vanilla stam as a whole is. I don't care if it's vanilla stam, unlimited stam. That's not a really major factor for me.
No. Okay. All right. We're gonna get you on something, mate. We're gonna get you on something. The ping system.
I'm not a big fan of it. I personally, I don't mind it. I've played plenty of servers that allow it. I personally don't use it. I personally don't need to use it, but I don't really care. I think it's like a crutch for people, but I get why people want it. It was a lot of like, it was a major role in some of the modded Arma 2 servers. So, and I played those servers back in the past. So I don't see why there's an issue with it.
We nearly got you. Anything, Dave? What you got? Come on, back me up here.
Well, what mods do you think? Let me see. What mod could he get rid of? One mod that you would dislike the most. Maybe that mod where when you kill someone, they turn into a body bag or a cross.
No, I think the body bags look better than the cross. I think it's a very needed thing, especially on more modded servers. Purely on the primarity of how buggy Daisy is. So server crashes, restarts, all that stuff. And you say you kill a guy just before restart, you kill them, there's no body bag on the server, and it restarts and you lost everything. There's no vanilla, like, actual Daisy mechanic that allows like bodies to persist over restart. So I think it is much needed, especially say you kill the guy who's run from Black Market, for example, with millions in his pocket. You kill him and then you can't loot him because of restart. It's just
I didn't realize body bags did that.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, that's why it's the primary reason why they have it.
Oh, I thought it was A, either for like aesthetics, or B, for like server performance or some shit.
It does help server performance. There is an added bonus, but the main reason is the amount of complaints people would get on community servers about, oh, I just killed a guy, reset, I saw what he had, can you comp it? You might have comped it after doing that. It's not worth it. It really isn't.
Nah. Fuck. Okay. All right, I don't think we're going to get one, Dave.
No, I don't think we
bicycles.
Are.
Bicycles. Bicycles.
Yeah.
I think that bicycles are fun. They're cool. And I think... No, I will say something here, though. I think Daisy... The Daisy devs are the laziest bunch of people I have ever known, considering there's people who do this when they have normal jobs and still manage to put out mods like this and still can do a better job than the Daisy devs do. So in my opinion, like, although there's a lot of mods I think that look kind of ass, or that there's issues with them, in my personal belief, I still think they're still 100 times better than what the Daisy devs do for this game. That's my take.
Wow. Well, on that bombshell. So Mod Room 101 stays empty, I reckon, for now.
Yeah. Well, it might have one thing in there. It won't be every mod, though, that's for sure. That room's a bit small, and he hasn't got enough drywall left.
Team up.
Okay, those, you know, like I said when I messaged you, if you could produce a video of the week, but wait a minute, you got to wait for my epic soundboard before you announce it, okay? Hi, guys, okay. This is video of the week. There you go.
That's a crazy soundboard, man.
Yeah, no, it's mad. It's just mad.
You would have thought after 91 episodes, you'd be semi-decent at it by now.
Yeah.
It's just the mic that's good. The voice is shite.
You can't polish a turd, Dave.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I would probably say Baba's The King's Justice, Daisy movie that just released 6 days ago.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
I've not very seen this.
Yeah, very, very good. Baba's editing is probably one of the best in the scene.
What? Give us some summary.
We're on Niheim. It's a different map. We're on Rearmed, and we play a story where we run into a couple of cheaters. We ended up raiding them. And then we were looking for an enemy for a long time. There's people who combat logged on us with a bunch of loot. And we would end up finding their base, and we give them a good old-fashioned online raid. It's just a lot of fun.
God,
I think
damn.
Storytelling in that story is really good.
Oh, fair point. We like a little bit of storytelling. That will be video of the week. If you wouldn't mind letting them know that we'll send the prize in the post, we send it every, so it might not get to you.
Okay. Perfect. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I've just thought of something we can put back on Mod Room 101.
What's that?
Why don't we change mod? Because it's only the second time, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we change Mod Room 101 to just Room 101, where you can put anything Daisy in there.
Why don't we just not do a copyright thing and call it like Room 102?
Why don't you suck a fat one?
Well, I'm legal team now, so yeah.
You're legal team. I'll be speaking to HR about this.
Yeah, don't worry. You still won't be touching the pants. You're not fucking good looking enough.
Okay. Why don't we call it DayZ Room 101? How about that?
Okay, we'll have that one then, yeah. We'll have that one then. Legal said it's good.
Legal said it's good. All right, Chopper. Have you got anything you could put into DayZ Room? I can't even... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, get better devs.
Cool.
Whoa, that's why they've hired everybody like Mike. There's somebody in there.
If we put all the devs in Room 101, that means we're not getting any fixes, any updates, no nothing.
I reckon you could hire some guy with no expertise and still produce better content.
all savage.
I'm not lying. All you'd have to do is buy the mods off the Steam Workbench from the creators and then add it to base vanilla. That's all you'd
well,
have to do.
Well, actually, at the moment, they're just buying the people that make the mods and then stealing them and saying, if you come up with a mod while you're in work time, that is our mod.
That's kind of crazy, actually. That's really shit, in my opinion.
Are they actually fucking saying that, Dave? You can't put... That's,
No. You know, it's just like, I'm just saying, because in my contract at work, if I come up... I'm in a prototype vehicles. If I find out a better fix for something and I come up with it, I can't patent it and make it my one, so then they have to buy it off me. It goes straight to the company, and then the defense company has to buy it from my company.
Oh, rip.
Yeah, so I get nothing from that. So I'm and that's just an industry standard, so I believe they're probably in that industry standard as well.
Coming from the legal team that you just created, Dave, I think you should be well aware that you can't just make sweeping statements like that.
It's not sweeping, it's an educated decision, like Dozen's PvP.
Here's the caveat. Not sure if it's true. We're moving on.
Hello.
Just the tip then, dude.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a point where I forgot. I genuinely forgot it was.
He's just
going to
show you his tip, and that's it. That's fine. Right. Awful.
Screen share in Discord. Have a look at this boy.
Like a Meagle and Kermit.
The first. No, I'm not going to tell you the first thing I thought of. It was unbroadcastable.
Emerson.
Right. Anyway. Fuck's sake, Dave. Just the tip is a part of our podcast. Every single episode, we give some sort of tip. So that might be fishing in one location over the other will give you better fish, for instance. Or it might be if you see someone in a military zone, assume it's kill on sight. That, you know, something like that. So What kind of tip have you prepared for us and our listeners today?
I would say a big step, I addressed it earlier, is invest or try and improve your audio quality the best you can, because it is single-handedly your best asset in DayZ. Do that and you'll find that you'll have a lot more success in DayZ.
Astro headgear.
No.
What do you use?
I've got a DT770 Pro
with a
Sound Blaster.
Have you got the same, Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's by far the best purchase I have.
That's why I'm a PvP pro, Dave. That's why I've won all the events.
You're a PP pro.
Fuck's sake. Yeah, I do a lot of music stuff, so this kind of studio headphone was a no-brainer, it's a nice middle ground for music and gaming. So yeah, I can't rate these headphones enough. They are mega.
Yeah, they're very good. Very, very good.
What can we call it? What can we call that tip? Listen to this. We had an episode called Listen to This, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
We'll think about it.
No, we've got to think about it now. Dozen, what would you call this tip? Think of a quirky thing.
A title.
Yeah, it's like it could be innuendos allowed.
Yeah.
What on earth am I hearing? I don't know.
Oh, what on earth am I hearing?
Didn't we have we actually had an episode called What's That Sound as well, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah. What's that sound?
Oh, we spoke about learning all the sounds and like the gun sounds, the footsteps and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, okay, cool. Like it.
Yeah, I agree.
Like it. That's Meaty for 10% off just for 1 week and 1 week only.
We're done. Thank you so much for sharing some of your insights into the game, dude. It's for something sure. that... We have, well, we've had this tactical play. This episode's called Tactical Play. And it's been on our list of episodes to do for I reckon about a year, Dave.
Yeah, but probably when we done, after I'd done our first 10, it sort of popped into the Trello and then it's had your name by it since the start. So me and Andy come up, we like lists. So me and Andy was like, who's PvP list? I produce one, Andy produces one. We see what the crossover is. And you come number one on both of our lists.
So it's like, that. Thank you.
We can't do this episode unless you are the guest speaker. So that's why we messaged you a few times. Didn't want to push. You know, like
yeah, I'm just super busy most of the time.
And then when you were like, yeah, let's do it on the 23rd, like, boom, right in there like a tramp on chips.
That's good, man. That's good. No, I'm just usually super busy. That's like, even today I was like downstairs, I had to deal with some shit downstairs, like, and I saw your message, like, oh fuck, I forgot. So I'm usually just busy, always doing something.
That's cool, man. It's life.
True.
That's it life is. Very much appreciate you spending your evening with us, mate, and sharing some tips and refusing to give us a mod to put in the bin. it was very entertaining, and I feel like I've got some things to go away and work on now.
Yeah, no, genuinely, like every single time we bring on a guest, we learn something new. And hopefully, if we can get all aspects of the game, me and Andy might be any good in the near 2 years.
Just keep, honestly, Osu and audio, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, fair point.
I've had Osu installed for about 4 years. And I haven't played it for about 3.5.
Yeah, Osu is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Right. Let's leave it at that then. Thank you very much. And we'll let you crack on.
All right, bro.
Sweet. Thank you very much.
Oi! I just started to crawl. Who's going to move first? Were you? Were you playing chicken Mexican standoff?
No, I wasn't going to move. I knew he would leave straight away. I was in no doubt, shape, or form that I weren't moving because I. And then when you left, I was like, oh, I'm all alone. There's no one here besides me.
So for the listener, I moved to the admin chat like we usually fucking do.
Yeah.
And then Dave just sat there in the Zeleno room.
Chatting to my Larry.
I'm just staring at him. I'm like, move, move, move. And I had to give in. I thought, he's not fucking moving. He probably doesn't realise I'm gone.
No, I didn't. And you left at exactly precise moment he left, so the sound gimmick for both of you is the same thing.
Right. Well, whatever. Well, what a guy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
We've been waiting for that for ages.
We have. I'm so happy that I got to have a chat with him, man. I used to speak to him quite a lot when he streamed, like, but only through his chat as a viewer.
Yeah,
but to actually have a one-on-one, or you know, with a third wheel over there.
That's one thing that could have broke the ice. You could have said, he seems like he had a good memory. So like, you could have said, I'm Andy IO that talks on Twitch, and he would have known. Do you know what I mean?
We're talking like a couple of years ago, man.
Yeah, so he's got a good memory because the other day I was on Minder's chat, and I think it was Oyster does on there. He's like, oh, Dave, how you doing? Did you know? And he said, oh, Minder, did you know that that's Dave from Friendlier Daisy podcast? He's like, no, I didn't, but now I do. And it's just like, I wish he didn't have that information.
Oh shit, I'm outed. I'm outed by Oyster.
Yeah.
I didn't want to come across. Thing is, I was kind of fangirling at the beginning, so I just wanted to calm it down.
Yeah, well, you really thought I was going to drop us in it with the whole ice breaking, but actually, you were quite impressed with my icebreaker.
Yeah, all right, then I'll give that to you, man.
I knew you were. Your gherkin was pickled.
Fucking, anyway, right, I got a pickled, you've seen that guy that walks around with a can of pickled sphincter?
Oh, no!
Okay, I don't tell you what, it's just too much of a long story to go into now. I'll find you some videos. It's right up your fucking street, bruv. Anyway, great chatting to him. Great to get some fucking insights. He is just phenomenal, a phenomenal PvP player as well. So
of any game, I think, you know, like you were saying, he starts off PUBG in it, Valiant, you know, like, I reckon he could pick up Hell Let Loose and go straight into, what's it called? Valiant.
Don't worry.
Valor. Say what it is? No. I'm shit at pronouncing.
I want you to keep trying.
Valent. No.
Well, that was close.
Valent. Tell me what it is.
Valorant.
Valorant. Okay, Valorant.
Yeah.
Valentine.
Oh. Right, fucking hell. You're like, for like Joey, who's like, blee blah blue.
Flibbity flew. Yeah, and I reckon, actually, he could be like, within a week, competitive Hell Let Loose player.
Yeah. Yeah, Hell Let Loose. I mean, we're good at Hell Let Loose. That shows you how...
No. We're good at Hell Let Loose because we use command and control and we're right flankers.
Nah, PvP, bro. We're sick of PvP on Hell Let Loose.
Well, on that game, we are sick of PvP when we're holding down certain things. We are sick at that. But, like, that's the game that we're good at. That he might not be good at. He might come onto it and go, oh, yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. He's not any good at Hell Let Loose. I am.
We don't know. It's unconfirmed. He's never played it.
Fuck, take it away from me. I had that for like 3 seconds and then you took it away.
We're better than him technically at this particular time of his life.
Moment right now.
Right now. And the minute he downloads it and starts it up, he's there better than us.
Straight to rank 300 or whatever.
Yeah. Boom, up there.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for listening to episode 91 of Friendly Daisy podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget about... Go on.
I was going to say, it was a great episode. Don't forget about the unique merch that was released at the start.
Oh, yeah. I actually forgot about that.
And I'm not going to plug our Spotify. I'm not going to plug that me and Andy are doing streaming on YouTube and Twitch.
Off. Let's have a week off.
And also, I'm not going to thank everyone that's popping into the chat and joining on the YouTube and Twitch.
You probably should do that.
It's
one or the other, bro. You can't have it. You can't have it both ways, man. You can't.
We have had raids from Ice Kiki, Gunners the Runners, Chuck Taylors. Taylor's, what is it? Taylor's.
So first of all, it's Ice Queen Kiki, right?
Yeah, I know, but she prefers to be called Ice Kiki. This one I have no. It's like
just Kiki.
Kiki. Just, oh, we call her the Ice.
Ice, cold as ice. And then it's Tuck.
Actually, I just refer to her as Ice. And Tuck Taylor's.
Yeah. I fucking love Tuck so much.
Tuck Taylor's. He's always on. He's always so fun. He's always keen.
Do you know what? He's on the interview list. I don't know what we're going to talk to him about. I want to have a chat with him.
I do. I want to have a chat with him as well. I'll touch base with him. Me and Legal would touch base with him.
All right. Yeah, send out the invite. Thank you very much. Just remember that code is Meaty for 10% off of any merch that you buy.
Meaty.
Yeah, just like that. All caps.
All caps, Meaty.
Share it with your friends, family, your nan. You know, get those early Christmas presents in. And that will only be available.
Share it with your wife, your mistress, your dog.
Just buy them different ones, though.
Let's not condone that, man.
I will figure out how to edit that so it doesn't come across anything like the way I said it.
You're pretty good at that, in all fairness, to you, to be fair.
What it means is there'll just be a blank space in the middle and people will be really confused about what we've just spoken about.
Yeah.
Well, let's leave it there, man. What a great episode. I say, what a great episode. What a great interview that we just had.
Oh, man.
Loved it.
That was great.
Loved it. Right then.
Loving it like this.
Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.